Today is December 21st, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $88,377.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Merry Christmas, Rick.
Merry Christmas, Hans.
Yeah, I don't think Santa's bringing us some positive Bitcoin price for Christmas.
Probably not, but I don't rely on Santa on this one.
Yeah, no, this is definitely not a Santa thing for sure. I don't know. How are you feeling about the markets right now?
I wouldn't say confused. I'd say pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't really have any confirmation that of price switching exactly, but I have a very strong suspicion that's what's going on. That's what's been going on basically this whole couple of years since
the ETFs,
BlackRock, and ETFs took over.
Do you think there's paper trading going on in the background where we're not seeing it, or do you think it's just a overall suppression of price?
Yes, I think both.
Okay.
Suppression of price through paper trading.
Okay.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, we can go in a long diatribe, especially like GameStop. Remember when everyone was trying to short it, and then all the people in Reddit were buying GameStop.
Oh yeah,
like crazy, because there was like three times as many shorts going in as there were GameStop stocks. So that just goes to show that there's a lot of paper trading out there, just with stocks and bonds. And that wouldn't surprise me if Bitcoin is also the same type of situation. So,
yeah, and I think you and I mean, we've been doing this for a while now, and I think one of the things that we always find frustrating is when you do get a downtrend. And it's just a grind down rather than taking an elevator down, because it's just right. It wears at you.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've just been grinding down the past couple months, really.
Yeah, it looks like it's nuts, man. Like it seemed like that. I think what was it? The last time you and I recorded together, we wondered whether or not 90,000 was going to be resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it broke through that pretty easily that time, and now it seems like that's resistance.
Yeah. No, it's kind of crazy, but you know, I did also say that we were due for a crypto winter, and I think we're in it now. So, yep. Merry Christmas, Hans.
It's cold outside. Man, it's not a good time. So, theoreticals, like, just take the band-aid off. How are we looking right now?
Whew. Okay. Theoreticals. So if you would have bought $3,000 worth of Bitcoin back in October 2023, you would have purchased 0.0885 Bitcoin. That $3,000 investment is now worth $7,821. Which, you know, still doing good. It's really, sometimes it's about the place where you buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And, that one was a spectacular twist, because that's right as things were starting to heat up before the summer began, I guess, or this right before, you know, the run up. The second purchase, usually historically, if you bought at the halving, you were doing absolutely fantastic. And so we purchased, theoretically purchased $1,000 right at the halving, April 19th, 2024. And that $1,000 investment would have netted you 0.01564 Bitcoin, which is now worth $1,382. So 38% increase, pretty tame compared to the previous halvings price.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, that's almost, what, a year and a half? A little bit over a year and a half now?
Yeah, it's over a year and a half. We're closer to 2 years.
That's so crazy to think about. Almost 2 years from the halving now. That's nuts.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, that, I mean, it's kind of crazy. The other thing is, like, if you would have bought the previous halving, I think the Bitcoin price was at $7,000, roughly $7,500. I'm just pulling these numbers off the top of my head, but you know, the price peaked at $69,000 like a year later.
Yeah.
So, this is pretty mild from our perspective or historically.
Yeah, so. For sure. And when we look at the ETFs too, like they're finally starting to show some black. There's not a whole lot in the way of positive days. I mean, there's a few in there, but they're kind of sparse amounts. There's nothing that's too terribly crazy. We're starting to see more black though, so that's good. For a while there, we saw nothing but a sea of red. So I don't know. It's, you know, what typically happens too, you start to see a lot of people that if they're going to take a loss, right? Like right now, say you bought Bitcoin at 126,000. You were one of those poor guys that bought at the top, right? And you bought a whole coin. Right now, one of the smartest things you could do would be to sell a whole Bitcoin and buy it back immediately. That way you can record the loss for your tax returns. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you're not in any, real danger of losing your whole coin status, but that way, like you could like, and that's if you were going to keep it. Some people are probably just selling and they're not going to buy back in, but I do not recommend that. Although I mean, heck, who knows what it's going to do. I mean, we could go down further still. But I don't know. It's a weird economic time. There was some economic stuff that I think we kind of wanted to dive into that I don't know how it's going to affect over the long period here. But one of the first things we got is CPI came out for November, and it came in at 2.7, which was below expectations.
Yeah.
Core CPI also eased. Signaling that price pressures are moving in the right direction. So that means some prices are coming down. I was talking to a guy the other day and he said that him and his wife actually noticed grocery store prices were coming down a little bit. So that's good, but it's hard for companies to say that they're going to let go of goods at a certain price once they've kind of gotten used to getting money at that level. Does that make sense?
No. Companies don't want to, basically they're retreating at a certain point, and that's not what they're in the business of doing, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of weird because they're saying that this information is kind of messy because of the shutdown still. So they're relying on non-survey sources, making this a partial CPI reading.
You know, and that kind of makes sense. Though I think, you know, I've been pretty pessimistic about the economy in general. And price going down is kind of something I'm it's prepared for, because I think that, you know, we are in a mess.
Yeah.
Financially. So, I mean, it's kind of a weird time, but we'll see what the numbers look like next year. I mean, generally the real estate market kind of crashes every 18 years, and the last crash was back in 2008. So, we're due for another one this year. So happy new year.
Man, you're the bubble of positivity on this episode.
Always.
I know. And I need that foil to my over optimistic side most of the time. One of the other things too, that I wanted to bring up, we haven't really talked about this. I don't think, maybe we have, but, Trump is talking about the tariff rebates or whatever the tariff. I don't know what the hell you want to call it. Like, the dividends, the $2,000 to, I think it's households that are earning less than $100,000 a year. I'm just like, man, like you didn't learn anything from COVID giving out stimmy checks? Like,
well, he's been talking about it quite a bit, and he did give a stimulus check to service members. Basically, I mean, he gave him a dividend, I guess. That's what we should call it.
Yeah, the 1776 or whatever.
Though I want to pause on the whole Trump, you know, stimulus check. Just talk about the fact that he was like, he put out that he was going to start war with Venezuela.
Yeah.
and like last week. And then he basically just went on TV, got everyone's eyeballs on him, or a lot of people's eyeballs on him, and then just listed his accomplishments of over the year, quote unquote accomplishments. And one of them was the service member stimulus, and then he left. Didn't say anything about Venezuela.
Well, I mean, he is an expert troll when it comes to social media.
Yeah, no, he knows how to get attention and eyeballs, and that was kind of bananas.
How would you feel if you were Venezuela during that whole thing, though? Like, what?
I don't know. If I was Maduro, I would not be cool with it.
Well, and we're not in the best relationships with them right now anyways, right?
We haven't been, but, you know, I mean, he is a communist dictator, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not in the business of, personally, I'm not in the business of toppling, you know, dictators around the second or third world. You know, it's not really worked out for America in the past.
No.
The 21st century.
No. Yeah. And you can see that throughout the world. Like, we have not been able to really kind of lock that down in any meaningful way anywhere. It doesn't seem like, in my opinion, but yeah, I don't. Yeah. And that whole thing, like, everybody's just like, oh my God, we're going to war with Venezuela. And then, yeah, he just, this is what I did this year. What do you guys think?
What do you think? Yeah, no,
you guys.
Are, it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild.
You gotta
mention that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Inflation shows, numbers are showing that it's cooling. Futures popped off the news. Yields dipped, and I mean, it seems like some people are optimistic, but it's so hard to tell. And like, I don't know. Markets have just been so up and down. Like nothing has reacted. I mean, I guess in a way it has, but for the most part, it doesn't feel like it's reacting as positively as it should. One of the other big things that we had is we did see another Fed rate cut. So this was the third rate cut in a year. And it was 25 basis points. But the labor market, they're saying, is weakening. According to information, they're saying that there was 32,000 jobs that were lost in November. And again, the Fed is still reporting that they're partially flying blind because of no economic data because of the shutdown. What are your thoughts on rate cut?
Well, I told you, I think the last episode we recorded, that they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't as far as rate cuts. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they are flying blind, but... yeah, I don't think there's really any faith in the Federal Reserve or the federal government right now.
Yeah.
At least from how I perceive it. Granted, I'm also kind of, you know, the Grinch this Christmas, so we'll see if that keeps going.
Well, and I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, because there's been rumors, Trump's going to replace Powell this year, or this coming year. And Powell, I think, has already stated that there's only looking at doing one rate cut for 2026. So I don't know. They're easing right now, but they're cautious. I don't know. They're tapping the brakes, but at the same time, it's like we were told that quantitative easing was going to start up again. So, and that was supposed to start in December.
Yeah, well, it does seem like, you know, the tightening has happened. And, you know, that just is kind of an interesting point. One thing I was looking at was global liquidity charts. And usually that foretells what Bitcoin's going to do, because as liquidity goes up, Bitcoin price historically has gone up.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's been doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And global liquidity is going up, but Bitcoin's price is going down. So it's just kind of an interesting view. And I think really what we can blame it on is just the lack of retail. And I think the retail market is not really happening because a lot of people are broke, or an overwhelming majority of people are broke.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a really good point to make. I think it'll be interesting to see what CPI numbers come out for December when we get into January, because I do think largely, you know, Main Street in the United States, they really have not had extra money to spend. I think with everything kind of just compiling and the years and years of just increased costs across the board, like I think most people have been able to weather in some way, shape, or form for a short term, but this has been such a prolonged term of increased prices, what we'll say 4 years at least.
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much almost 5 years at this point.
Like yeah.
2021 is when things really kicked off and we're right knocking on the door of 2026.
Yeah, and it's just been, I mean, the purchasing power has been garbage. Like it's been so depleted. And, you know, when it comes to pay, I mean, one of the big things that a lot of people are like, oh, inflation is not bad because that means your pay goes up. Well, it doesn't go up in time. Like it doesn't match. You know what I'm saying? Like I've heard people say that to me before. They're like, well, inflation's not horrible because your pay keeps up with it. No, it doesn't.
No.
When you're getting a 3% increase and inflation is up, I mean, that's 2% every month, at least, if not, it's been more. High 2% of that. Yeah. We haven't been at 2% in a long time, and that's just what they're showing us.
Yeah. And, you know, they always keep changing the basket of goods for a CPI mm-hmm. to make it look better. I mean, that's kind of the name of the game is you just pick certain goods that haven't gone up and just go, yeah, it's only gone up 2.7%. What are you complaining about? It's like, no.
2.7%, I mean, that's a good thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, certain goods, like especially if you're buying like electrical wire, or, you know, construction materials, it's like closer to 20% a year at this point, you know? And it was over that in 2021.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough stretch.
It has been. And there's not been, as much as they want to pat themselves on the back and act like they're doing such a good thing, there hasn't been relief for the common man. Because most people don't understand investing. They're not. And that's one of the biggest things is like when you look back at whenever we got the stimmy checks, the smart money invested that money. Mm-hmm. The dumb money went out and bought stupid shit. Pardon my French.
No, that's how it went. And the interesting theoretical would have been what was Bitcoin's price when the stimulus checks went out? Like 50 grand, something like that?
Yeah, maybe. It may have even been less than that at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, because Bitcoin had crashed a little bit, went to 35 from 60, and then it climbed its way back up to 69. But let's just say it was 35 grand. If you would have took that, you basically would have netted yourself a theoretical number one purchase of 0.0885 Bitcoin, or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have even been better than that.
Yeah.
Thinking that far back. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to think about, and so much has been just grinded on. And that's where I have such a problem with like these extra stimmy checks coming. And that brings us to kind of the next topic I wanted to talk about with Peter Schiff. We know he's a gold bug, right? Like he's always in there about gold. And he's saying that Bitcoin holders are basically jumping from the frying pan into the fire. And he's insisting that Bitcoin's going to crash before the dollar does, which, I mean, it depends on what you want to consider a Bitcoin crash. Like right now we're down about 30%, I think, from our high. But at the same time, like when you look at this, I think silver is now at $67 an ounce.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah. For silver, I mean, think about it. Like silver typically has been like $20 to $24 historically, right? Over the past few years.
Yeah. And then this, like how many months has it been just going gangbusters? Is it basically this year?
Yeah, it's basically been this year that it happened.
Yeah. Well, silver was late to the party because gold had doubled, and then silver had stuck around 25. And now, I mean, the last time I checked, it was north of 50, which I was like, dang, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And now it's $67. I haven't even looked in a while.
Yeah, I hadn't looked in a while either until I saw this.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's kind of impressive. What's gold at?
Gold is at 4,338.
So it's a little bit off of its high.
Yeah. Because what is 4,500 its high right in there?
It was somewhere 44. I thought it was around 44, somewhere
in let's just say
45.
Okay.
And then it crashed, but now it's climbing its way back up. So, you know, at least in this time frame, I think Peter Schiff is right that gold has been the smart investment, but I just don't think that's the long term. No. Granted, I think the real issue is just the American dollar and how much we're printing and spending. So I think that's really the crash that we're witnessing.
It's a big, beautiful bill, though, Rick. It's big and beautiful.
It's big and beautiful, you know.
We're going to spend.
Kind of like.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? I was going to say that.
I've heard the term BBWs from Big Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah. That's what this bill is, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Though that bill was so big, even a black man couldn't love it. I digress.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just like, the fact that people don't get the hardened money is what you need. Like, you need hardened assets in order to outpace the inflation that's happening. And I don't see that inflation slowing down. We're adding still, $1 trillion, we're saying, every 90 days or 100 days to the deficit. If we have stimmy checks coming out, I don't know. And I think that's the other thing. Like I said, with Bitcoin, I think some people are going to be selling just that way they can mark down a loss for the year on their. And, you know, the other thing that we'll see going into 2026 is you're going to see some people sell off because they need to sell money to pay their tax bill. So it's going to be kind of a weird time right now. I'm not looking for any more pops between now and the end of the year. And probably even into the beginning of 2026. I think we may still kind of stay on a downward grind, and it looks like it's going to stay as a grind.
Yeah. Though, if it does this kind of slow grind, I mean, what's the lows going to look like? I mean, the high has not been historically what we were expecting. Mm-hmm. Maybe this low is also going to be kind of subdued.
No, you're absolutely right. And it could be a shortened winter again, comparatively speaking.
Well, I mean, historically speaking, usually the market kind of grinds down, and then the low is going to be sometime in late 2026, and that's the time to load up. Historically speaking, maybe that's the same case, and maybe Bitcoin's on sale. Maybe that's what I think the smartest move right now is just the dollar cost average.
Yeah,
and hold on to that.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting a chunk of change here pretty soon, and I'm gonna buy back in, but I'm gonna ladder it. I'm not gonna buy it all in at once, so we'll have to kind of just see how that plays, depending on what happens over the next few months for sure. And then one last thing that I kind of wanted to bring up too is, I want you to take this into the context of where we're at today, whereas where we were like 7 years ago, or maybe even 4 years ago, maybe five, but Elon Musk recently tweeted saying that energy is the true currency. And obviously, like, Bitcoin is considered conserved energy, because it is based off of energy. And Musk basically tweeted that fiat was hopeless. You know, there's been a lot of different news out there talking about how he would never attempt to do Doge again or anything like that, just because it was such a pain in the butt. So it's kind of interesting. Whereas if he would have tweeted this back when everybody loved him, the left and the right, like, this probably would have sent Bitcoin skyrocketing.
Yep.
Price wise. And now it's just like, meh.
Meh. Well, and there were some rumors that Tesla sold all their Bitcoin recently.
Oh, really?
I've seen some rumors about it on Twitter, granted, or X. You know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt there. Just, man, I think following anything on X, it's all about engagement farming. Mm-hmm. And none of it's like truth at all. It's just about like saying some bombastic stuff and trying to get people to follow you.
Yeah, trying to get eyes on it. X is such the Wild West, man. You never know. You got to be careful. It's funny how X is what X has become. But I mean, bless it. Like, you can just post. You could post pretty much whatever you want to on X.
Yes.
Which is a good thing, I think.
It is a good thing, but I'm just saying it's the Wild West, and the fact that people are just posting complete crap and, you know, standing on it. And it's just, it's pretty crazy what you see on there anymore.
Yeah. No, I agree. I completely agree. But yeah, that's pretty much all we have for right now, or at least that's all I have. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up on this episode?
Nope. Just not enjoying this grind.
Yeah, me neither. I do want to say heartfelt happy holidays to everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for those that do listen to us and share, you know, if you find what we have to say insightful or fun or anything like that, share it with your friends.
Yeah.
And I think this will probably be the last episode we do this year. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you think we'll get another one in?
We might sneak another one in, but we'll see. Maybe it's right after the new year. We'll see.
Yeah, I think right after the new year would be a little bit more likely. Especially because, man, this has been such a rough quarter for us just to kind of record on. There's some personal things that happened to me a little bit earlier in this quarter, and that kind of put a damper in a lot of my different stuff. But then I've had some extra obligations. I know Rick's had a bunch of obligations, some of those that actually kind of pay some bills, as opposed to this one where we're just kind of doing this for fun and to share information with y'all. But yeah, I think that's all I've got to say.
Yep, I think so. So, and you know, hopefully the next year is, you know, I don't even care if it's a positive outcomes next year or negative. I just want it to pick a lane and stick with it.
Yeah. We could have a little bit of hopium, right? Like, I don't know. I still remember when we started off this year, you had that dream team kind of going into the White House. And I was just like, man, this is going to be so great to see. And then it's just been dumpster fire.
Oh no. This administration has been quite the letdown. I mean, I'm not really on either side, but I was like, hey, there's some bipartisan stuff going on here. Maybe they could make a difference.
Nope. They kept it going just as they did. I mean, man, I still think about that hope, the hopium. It was strong.
Yeah.
I still think Trump was a better call than Kamala. We'll have to see. I mean, he hasn't done horrible. He started off like gangbusters too, man. He was knocking stuff out.
Yeah. No, he started, and then it seems like right around the Epstein files time when he took that left turn that he kind of lost a lot of his pizzazz, not just pizzazz, but I should say like his momentum and his support.
Yeah. Yeah. I think him and the Elon breakup kind of really hurt things, it seems like.
Yep. And it's pretty sad that they made up after Charlie Kirk was killed. So, you know,
that's something at least.
I don't know. This has been a really weird year. It's been weird 3 months since Charlie Kirk was killed. And I don't know. Everything's just kind of off kilter.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, you had kind of the antithesis of that with Rob Reiner recently.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That one's pretty sad.
That is sad. I mean, Rob Reiner, I love his movies. I want to preface by saying that. But politically, I didn't agree with a lot of what he had to say.
No, I didn't really agree with anything he had to say, but damn, the list of all the movies he was in, it was incredible.
Yeah, Princess Bride, man. Like that's a huge one.
Well, for musicians like myself, Spinal Tap is like
Did you watch the sequel? I know this is not part of the Bit By podcast, but we're still gonna put it in here. Did you watch the sequel yet?
No, because he was kind of he had TDS. It's not like I'm anti, you know, or pro Trump or something. I'm not going to watch it as spite, but it's just, I don't know. I didn't really have a whole lot of hope for it, but maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. It's kind of tough.
You're going to have to give it a day in court and just kind of see.
I will, but I don't know. It's going to be a downer knowing what happened to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. It might taint things. I should have watched it earlier so I could have had a completely open mind.
Yeah. That way you don't have like, what would you call that? Like, you want to be compassionate because it was his last film, but at the same time, yes. You're like, man, that movie sucked balls because he made it too political. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
have not watched. So that's a movie for you to catch up on over Christmas. Maybe we can
that's right.
touch base on that on the next episode when we come back in the new year.
Maybe.
Thank you all for listening.
Bye.